The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We wake you up. We hope to bring you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to realize that you're limitless. You're without limits. We want you to know that the God that exists is you. The higher source, the entity, the top shelf, that's you. Wake up to your own reality. Wake up to your happiness. Wake up to spirituality. Connect yourself to the higher self. Connect yourself to you. Raise your own potential. Learn to live as you're supposed to live. Learn to be the most important person to you. Learn that you are limitless. Welcome. Find the truth. Find a way to have happiness all the time. Find a way to live a full life from start to finish with joy, as you're supposed to, or glee and happiness. Lighten the load that you take when you walk. Lighten the load that you carry when you journey through life. Wake up to a place. Wake up to a state of mind. Wake up to the new you. Wake up to a spiritual existence. You may not realize that you're living a spiritual life simply because you don't want to believe in certain things. But if you find that you're most innocuous and you're not aiming or intending to hurt or look down on anyone or thinking that you're better than anybody else or your country, your class, your race, your anything is better, then you are already living that spiritual life, and you may not be mindful of that. So take a reflection on you, look into yourself, and see what life are you living? What are you doing in your everyday life? If you're overly angry, if you're overly insecure, if you're overly hateful, which all tends to go to the same source, you may be missing something very important, and you are far removed from your spiritual existence. The life should be of joy. And try to remember, if you ever see the children play and watch them play and watch them live, they were living an amazing life before we were trained. They were trained or led into what I call limited identity. Today, we will speak of limited identity and how you have allowed yourself to crawl into that box and may or may not have thrown away the key. You and your misery is a direct result of how you see you. And it's important that you understand that everybody you look at is you. Wake up is what we aim to do. Get you to open your eyes. Get you to realize that you are the greatest entity that exists. But equally, you share that with everyone else. Your part of the pie is not any better than anybody else because they've come from another country, spoke a separate language, believe in a religious training of some sort, look differently or have a different eye color, ear color, or whatever you may see the differences as. Be mindful that it is still you and you are the same as everyone else. No one is equally above you or nobody is beneath you. We need to identify ourselves as that. And our main focus is to find happiness throughout life. Our show talks a little bit about giving you the directions, the path, allow you to find the map of how to get there. It is within you. All of it is within you. A couple of weeks ago, we had a call of a gentleman says, how could you expect people to apply common sense when they don't have it? And I will say everyone has it. Everybody has the potential. Everybody has the ability. And just because you refuse to apply or use it does not say it doesn't exist. Wake up is what we aim to do. Thank you very much for joining the show. I'm thanking everybody who's always listened to the show. I'm thanking the new listeners. Welcome to the Barrington Show. I welcome you from all around the world who's listening to us. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. So our government here, and I want to start this. I try not to talk about COVID or Corona or COVID. You know, I try not to do that because I'm sure you've heard enough. Everybody's heard enough. And when you come to the Barrington Show, you just want to hear something completely different and take a break from that. But I'm sorry, today I'm dragging you back in just for a quick minute because I heard our government said that a certain sector of our city, our province here, does not have to be vaccinated, double vaccinated. They've always said if you've got a medical reason not to get a vaccination, or I think it was just a medical reason, you will still have to be tested regularly. But that was the only exempt that I'm familiar with. But now there's a new one. If you're a medical worker, you work for the hospital, you don't have to get exempt. You don't have to get vaccinated. I'm sorry, you've been given an exempt. Pardon me for that one. Well, that's kind of crazy because the minute I heard that, I heard at the very same time in my own mind that everything that this man has said to us thus far was a lie. That's what I heard. I'm not going to ask you today to tell me what you've heard, but I just find it outrageous that some of us can be exempt from this based on our profession or the union we're part of. If it is real and we're human beings, it's affecting everybody. How is it okay for a sector, a group of people, not to be, to be exempt from that? I don't understand. And that's sort of brought out the frustration in me. And I just thought I'd throw it out there to you because maybe you're seeing it the way I see it. A certain group, it can be exempt from what we've been talking about for almost 2 years now as a world problem. I just thought I'd mention that. Today, we're talking about your limited identity. And for those who, I'm sorry, I'm going to go back for a minute there to the COVID thing. For those who, you know, I don't know where you're on the fence, you're in, you're out, you're anti-vaxxer, whatever. I am just repeating what I've heard, and in the midst of it, just say how I don't see that being the move or the words or the lyrics to say at this moment when there seems to be no reason for that, other than that it might be political. But, you know, medical, the problem is affecting everybody. So that group that has been exempt is is puzzling me. So that's all I want to say about that. I promise I'm moving on right now. We're talking about limited identity. And what that is, it's how we've been trained since day one, how to see ourselves, how to accept a certain path through life. And we choose that. And a lot of times, quite often, it is because of the profession that we're part of. If you're the electrician, if you're the doctor, if you're the fisherman, you sort of isolate yourself in that group and you will have like interests. You know, you talk shop when you're among each other because you have that one thing in common. And you live your life in certain groups, clubs, because of the profession that you choose. But in doing that, you've allowed yourself to identify what is considered limited identity because you haven't given yourself the opportunity to explore other things. I'm not saying or suggesting that we become the plumber and then turn around and become the electrician or the nurse or, you know, any of the above. Simply just saying that by being in the corner or the box that you're in, you have isolated yourself and allow yourself to accept limited identity because you're to be connected to all. Somewhere along the line, somebody hoard us into a box or maybe call it school or something like that and force feed us information, forcing us to remember things. So when we finish that, step out of it, somewhere at 17, we can now, or 18, depending on, you know, what country you're part of, we can now choose which box to be in for the remainder of our lives. Well, there's a lot that's wrong with that, because at 17 or 18, you have no idea what the remainder of your life is going to be or what you will be interested in, so you can carry that out throughout the rest of your life. It just does not exist at 18. So a lot of people will intervene, like the guidance counselor will intervene and tell you what they think is a good thing for you, or your parents, or just maybe your society or the community or something will tell you what box to walk into where you know full well that it's not for you, you're just doing it for them. Or sometimes you have no idea, so you just continue the training process until something hits you halfway through school or sometime even after you finish your university post-secondary education. So I say all that is that we're forced into this box and we walk into it, some of us willingly, to identify, to live the rest of our lives with limited identity. Because we're so focused on that one thing, we lose focus of everything else. And based on which box you've chose, you decide to be a part of, you may start thinking yourself as the elite. You buy the expensive gifts for yourself to prove or to show it, or the neighborhood you move into, or the size of the house that you want you own, or the cars that's on the driveway. Remember, the cars on the driveway wasn't so much to get you from point A to point B. In a lot of cases, the car on your driveway was to show the neighbors how well you're doing, or you could keep up. Same thing with the jewelry, or the house, or the neighborhood, all of it. It all goes back to saying, this is where we at. Why is that necessary? You have limited yourself. And not exposing yourself to other entities, other sources, other things out there, we have subjected ourselves to taking this as the norm. And a lot of us take it as the better spot to be. You feel your country is the best. You feel your car is the best. Your relationship is the best. The family is the best, you know, based on the profession you choose. If you didn't have the opportunity to create that for yourself or to find yourself a nice, beautiful, comfortable box to live in, you may feel lesser, as if you're inadequate and you didn't win the race. And this subjects you to feeling bad about yourself because you didn't fit in one of those boxes or you didn't have the opportunity. You believe you may have not had the opportunity to get in that box based on the level of education or where you've lived and all these other things. Something that needs to be mentioned is that the more of the education you have, the more likely you are to restrict yourself to a smaller space. The more of the education you gain, the more of the joy that you lose. The happiness spot, the joy spot that resides within you seems to be preoccupied right now by accomplishing great things just to show others. The idea of what we do every day based on going to school for the first time, when somebody says, do your best, be the best. We're placed in a competition before we had the opportunity to speak or learn how to speak. We're placed in some sort of competition. And we follow this throughout our entire lives. Where will living begin? When will living begin? Because I can tell you right about when it died was when you took on the role of accepting the box. Thank you for listening up to that one. Have we got anything in, Gary?
We have two emails. Kim wrote in. She said, when you were talking about common sense, I can't wait for people to start using it. So thank you, Kim. That's a joke, tongue in cheek. Thank you very much. Rachel said, when you touched, she's also saying, when you touch base on COVID, we appreciate that. We have been fed so much fake information, then real, then fake, then real. Nobody knows what to believe anymore. But thank you for touching light on that. And that's from Rachel. And folks, if you'd like to write in, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Thanks. Rachel, yes, that's what I thank you. Thank you for the email, taking the time to send it. We do touch on it, as you know, from time to time. And yes, we've been fed BS. At times I feel like a mushroom that's been locked in the dark and feed, you know, cow chips. The point is that we don't know. When we hear the facts, like you said, they're on today, they're not on. They're off, they're on. They're, you know, and we're confused by all of it. Where do we stand? Who do we listen to? Who's telling the truth? You know, who's, what's the agenda? Is there a secret agenda? Is there a plot? You know, and we're all confused by that. And of course, it gets very, very frustrating on my part when you try your best to abide by the rules that you're laying out there, setting out of, you know, be it real or not real, or be it good or bad, or, you know, whatever. You try to comply and you try to stay within the lines and you try to follow the rule because you want to be a good citizen. However, it does rub me the wrong way when I hear that, okay, well, what I was saying all along wasn't the actual truth. Now, this is it. We can make an exemption. We could cut a patch out and do all this. That's what I heard. You know, don't listen to what I've said for the last year or so. Just listen to what I'm saying right now, because this is what matters. We can exempt a certain group from it. So yeah, we have to touch on it because we're curious all the time and we want to know the truth. I believe deeply that this too shall pass. But man, it's never confusing. And, you know, it's never mind the damage it's done to our economy with the small businesses, the mom and pop that had to close while the big corporate companies could stay open. You can't fit three people in a store, but you could fit 300 in one store, and that's better. That didn't make sense to me. You can't come to the local corner store to pick up whatever, and only two or three people allowed in the store, but you could go into the big corporate companies 300, 400 at a time. This was back then. Those are the rules leading up to today. I don't know what it is anymore, but it seems very wrong that it's okay for 300 people to be in the same box, but three can't be in, you know, in the same box. That just makes no sense to me. So that's the reason I touched on it. Then it's very confusing. And of course, I hope this passes real soon. Kim, thank you very much for that. And yes, we did touch on common sense. Actually, we did an entire show, if you were listening a few shows back, we listed an entire show on what is considered common sense degree. I call it the CS CSD. Yeah. And what we talked about was people do have it. And if you didn't hear the show, so a gentleman had called in and said, how do you expect all this to happen? Blah, blah, blah. So everybody has it. It does exist. A lot of us. And now it's unfair for me to say choose not to use it, but I can simply say a lot of us are unaware of us having it. It does exist. Or it's been put off for such a long time, you don't know where to get it and how to apply it. But yes, it does exist in everyone. Everyone. And everybody has that ability to tap into it. But because of what I'm talking about today and the training and how we were programmed and everything that we've heard thus far isn't necessarily the truth, and everybody else is trying to get your time, manages your time to get you to perform for them like you would if you were part of a circus performance thing. Everybody's trying to do that. So that's why it's confusing for us to know what to follow, who to follow, who not to follow, and how to live our lives. It becomes very confusing, much like I talked about the whole COVID thing a minute ago. What happens is if you need to find the truth and you need to know what is real and you need to know how to conduct, live in harmony, live great, live, there is a source that leads you to that. There is a method. Someone asked me quite a while back if we will ever know the truth in our lifetime. The answer was, yes, we will. As soon as the BS disappears, you will see the truth. It will be the most consistent of all that you study. The truth is consistent. Like the parallel lines, it just keeps going. What is not the truth will make you ask questions, make you question it, make you feel superior in some way, inferior in other ways, fearful in one way, scared in the other way. If they're doing this to you, if all these things that you believe in is doing this to you, there's a good chance that you become confused. But you're not supposed to experience that. You're not supposed to know what the misery is. The box that you've chosen is creating the misery. And in doing so, it's making everybody a bit more confused. We're supposed to live on the spiritual path with our minds, bodies, everything, souls connected to all that there is, all that exists, all of nature's way. We're supposed to live in that unity. The word yoga means unity, as to connect and become all one. Unity. Practice it. You will understand if you find the misery. And on this path, I like to address that this is where you truly learn who you are. You truly learn how to take care of yourself. You truly learn how to cure your illnesses. How to live a happy life, how to be consistent, how to live among your neighbor and respect the neighbor as much as you can. You will learn this on that path towards learning the truth. There is a phrase that I was raised with since I was a kid, and I hear it quite often, that the truth will set you free. Once you have found the truth and you know what the truth is, you will be free of mind, free of everything. The truth will set you free. The path on spirituality will show and introduce you to the truth, which is the most consistent of all. And it doesn't cause misery. It doesn't cause heartache. It doesn't cause pain. Because the truth is our way. It's our love. It's the way we live. But we've been removed from it, or tricked, or dragged away by being placed in a competition among yourself. You have to know that the people that you're feeling better than is you. And the one that you're envying is you. and the one that lives across the street from you is you. And it's hard to imagine all of that simply. I mean, part of the reason is you've been so far removed from spirituality because we were taught something different, that it's a lot of what you hear is hard to accept because you were told something at some point that make you question when you hear the truth. So you don't have to hear it, read about it. You could literally just connect to your spirituality and you will feel it. And you don't have to listen to the words of anyone. We weren't supposed to be talking anyway. I don't know who invented this stuff. We communicated without words, and the words comes into the action. Then we start telling lies and all hell broke loose right then. Yeah, we weren't not supposed to. We were supposed to be communicating with, like the rest of the animals, I guess, with the sixth sense, which resides above the chakra. You connect that, interconnecting with other people, like a network. And like, if you want to imagine the internet, it's connected to everybody, everything. The sense and the spiritual existence. We created words and we made lies and make languages and start telling things. And like I said, all hell broke loose right then. Join the spiritual path. Do not allow yourself to live in what I consider limited identity. There's a book out there, and I read this when I was a teenager, The Trial and Death of Socrates. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Awesome book. This man goes into the town. I'm going to summarize it really quickly. And everybody there was a professional at something, and he didn't have a skill, but he did become friends with all of them eventually and learned little bits and pieces about everybody's profession. And then, of course, he became the boss because he knew most. And he, the great book, just all I'm going to say, check it out if you can. Speaking of that, I have a book. It's called Awaken and Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. I sell it at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. I also have the webpage, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. I've been talking to people lately about doing a lot more work on it and spending time tweaking it. But this has been a very busy season for me. And busy time, so I've been, you know, falling down. But all the shows that we've ever done, they're listed there, and they all have their names. Today's show is called Limited Identity. Why did we choose it? So this is where we live. No, the show's called Limited Identity. I just added in why do we choose it? Now, the idea behind all these shows is that you could go there, pop something out, take a listen, get your spirit lifted, know that you're God, and hear those good words and give you the good things to move on. That's what's on the webpage, and we're going to be doing a lot more work in that area soon. Limited identity, I can't go through how important it is that we acknowledge where we are. Therefore, we could make changes as to where we want to be. You may find where you are very comfortable and accepting it and the group that you're in, but it's to expose yourself to all that there is that gives you the freedom of life and to stop you from running a race towards a finish line that doesn't exist in the reality, in the physical world. It's to stop you from living a life that is a lie, creates your confusion, and eventually make us all sick, and then we die. So, limited identity. It is what was trained. We were targeted to specifically become this plumber, this carpenter, that nurse, this lawyer. And that's where we separate ourselves. A lot of the times in a lot of countries, it's done in class because not everybody can afford to buy the higher education. And for those who can't afford to buy the higher education, of course, they're subjected to the duties that we consider the lesser. But if you're working, it's work. And if you're moving your hands and doing stuff, you're working. And this is what we're saying, that the higher class, some people are subjected to high class because of the privilege that they may have been given. And some are considered less fortunate because they didn't get that privilege. Therefore, that box was already created for them Yes, somebody has to clean the toilet, and one has to install it, and another one has to design it. This is how our society works. But which of those three professions would you consider most important? Because you can't do the other two without one, the other one. You need all three. It's a team. It's a team. You could be the best player on the team, but if you don't have a goalie, you're not going to win the game. That is important. It's a team. It's a unit. We are that team. We're one. And by you trying to subject me into taking this profession because of a misfortune in life or a position that I was born into in life, now I have to spend the rest of my life feeling as if I'm lesser than you who created the mess that I'm falling into. Limited identity robs us all. We all miss out. The greatest physician that will ever walk this planet has probably not had the opportunity to go to school. Or the guy that will have the cure for the diseases that we have probably couldn't afford to get into the higher end of the school to bring out that cure or a better way of living or an easier way of living. You are handpicking a few people to lead to lead the carnival. But the best leader of that carnival doesn't get the opportunity to be handpicked to be the best at that. Some people come here with a purpose to create something fantastic for the whole world. Imagine that. If he didn't have the opportunity to present himself. We are creating a mess, and it affects us the same. If your duty was to bake good bread and somebody denies you that opportunity to go to the school of baking and produce this, don't we all suffer because we're missing out on that great baking of bread that you would have done? So we all suffer from it. If there's something on our planet that's going to better us and somebody comes to introduce it or tell you about it, but they've missed the bus. We all suffering or missing out or losing. We have to wait for him to come back or wait for somebody else to come back and give us that instructions. Like right now, we're having the Indigo children are giving us instructions as how to live. You are noticing now spirituality is becoming a lot larger, more exposed, more people involved, other people listening to it, and start to live accordingly, it will take us back to where we lived before mentally. And that's unity. Before some people, some guy, some family has the idea of making us fight each other or create a mess for us to fight each other or go to war or to discriminate or to whatever it is that we're doing. The limited identity exposes you to your own restrictions, to your own inability, to your own little box that you may have walked into and you may have thrown away the key. If you have thrown away the key, I'm sorry to hear that, but there's still a way back. If you're interested, and it's not saying give up the profession that you're doing. It's not saying, you know, start a new thing. It's saying tie yourself, experience spirituality. Tie yourself to that. It brings you to a place in the mind where you truly identify who you are. You may find your purpose, and this can happen at any time. You cannot say it's too late because you don't even know what time it is, or you don't even know what you're supposed to be doing. You cannot say it's too late. You can come into, understand, adapt, take in your spirituality. It will teach you and guide you and show you instinctively, and it's not suggesting that we start living like the wild animals. That wouldn't work out very well for us. You are a part of this society, and you will have to conduct yourself accordingly. You are here. You're in the body. You have to be tolerant and pay close attention and be focused because you are here in the physical. However, as the physical exists, the spiritual can guide you in the path of least resistance. The spiritual guide will take you into the path of least resistance. This is what you need to know. And it doesn't do you any good whatsoever to live with limited identity. When you open up and understand who you are, your world will change. Your world will have to change because you can't live in both worlds at the same time. You will choose the one that was laid out for you by you. It's impossible to live in two worlds at the same time. You can't go up and down at the same time. You can't even multitask. A lot of us think we can, but we can't. Think about it. Your ideas, your brain can only do one thing at a time. So it means when you try to do this multitasking, you're neglecting a whole bunch of things when you're shifting back and forth. You can only look in one eye at the time. If you want to equate the look as the actual work, you'll understand that you cannot multitask. But you try. We all do. We try. I definitely try. I try to walk and chew gum at the same time. I have troubles every now and again. The bird and the fish can very well fall in love. The bird and the fish. And I heard this on TV many years ago. The bird and the fish can fall in love, but where would they live? Something has to give. Don't restrict yourself to living with restricted, limited identity. Have we got anything else there?
We have two emails. Smitty wrote in and he said, I am enjoying this show for the very first time listening to you from Baltimore, Maryland. So that's from Smitty. Welcome to the Barrington Show. And let's see here. Lance wrote in and said, I heard this term before and I heard you use it on your show today. What does chakra mean? And that's from Lance, and back to you.
Okay, so thank you very much, Smitty, for emailing the show. And I hope you enjoy it. You're in Baltimore, it says. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining in. That was Smitty, and everybody else who's listening to the show. Thank you for coming to the Barrington Show and be a part of the show and be willing to learn about spirituality. Actually learn about yourself because you're just that. You are the spiritual being. You are the higher source. So basically it's going to, you're learning about yourself. This is what it's all about. And you're going to learn a lot more as you progress. And the deeper you go, the more it will reveal to you. And for a lot of when you get to that point, you'll soon realize what you think you know now. You soon realize that, wow, am I ever missing out? Remember when we were teenagers, young kids, we knew everything until we got older and realized that everything we knew was nothing. That's what we're saying. Lance, you want to ask about chakra. It's interesting. As soon as the question came through and I heard it, one particular person popped into my mind and I have a feeling. Anyhow, so this chakra is what governs our body in a spiritual connection. It runs if you want to call it, the mechanism or the motors that's within our system. We have many chakras throughout the body, many of them, but generally we focus on the six of them. And the sixth one is the one that sits above the head, just not touching the body at all. And then, of course, it is spiritual. So if you want to call that the internet or the spiritual connection to the outer world, is where the chakras are. They line from the body all the way up. It starts at the root chakra, which is just around the pelvic bone, and the other four lines up to the neck, the heart, the throat, and eventually the one above the head. These are the chakras that are in the body. You could look it up. It's an amazing thing to know. Some people can tell you that this one over here is not functioning properly. This one over here is not working the right way, to say, and they supposedly could walk you through a path or do something physically and mentally to get that going. When you're opened up in the chakras, then you're more spiritually connected. You're more tapped into the existence of all that there is. So you can kind of use the chakra analogy if you want, sort of like your Grand Central Station. You know what I mean? So when you go into that chakra, from then on, it feeds many, many, many other chakras throughout the body to work on the nerves and everything that makes the machine call the body work. The physical spiritual connection is the chakras that goes through and does all that intertwining connections for you. So it's like a subway station, Grand Central Station, and the information will go through there, and from wherever it's coming from, maybe chakra 2 to chakra 5, it goes from there and it sends it over into the left arm because it's tense or something, you know, that sort of thing. And I don't want to get into the technical explanation of how it could work on the body. I simply want to say they exist in the body for the purpose of making the body work to its full potential and make the body the best as it could possibly be. You do yourself a favor if you're spiritually connected and you're deep into your spirituality, you will have better use of better control and better studies of the chakra. And of course, it gives your body the maximum, making allow it to work as best as it can. And it takes information from the spiritual existence and passes it off into the sixth chakra, which is also called, you could call that this connection to the soul, like your Wi-Fi internet connection. That's what brings the information into you. And that's what connects it to the universe. That is your connection to the universe. I hope I answered that for you, and I hope you're satisfied with the answer. Thank you for that. That's a deep question, and a lot of people have had it a few times, and you know, a lot of people are confused about what exists and what's a chakra, what's the third eye, what's a pineal gland, and we've talked about a whole bunch of them, and they're all throughout the body, and they're all part of tying the body into the spiritual existence. So in a small nutshell, it's your electric vacuum being plugged into the wall, and the current that runs through the vacuum, through the cords, through the wall, comes into the vacuum to make the machine work. We are the machine of the vacuum. Sorry about the analogy. Yeah, we do suck up a lot of things, don't we? Sorry about the analogy, but we are the vacuum. We are that machine, and we plug ourselves into spirituality, which is the current that comes from all that there is and gives us the mobility and all the things that we have within the body. So the analogy is, and again, sorry about it, you're the vacuum, and you plug yourself into all that exists, and it comes to make the machine work. Chakras will do the same thing to you. Okay, so thank you for joining the show. Today we're talking about identity, limited identity, and how it is that we tend to barricade ourselves into small portions of life, miss out on what is fantastic and the joy that exists. Remember the last time you saw the children play and how they were happy. Happy. How they were very happy. And what happened? And when we get here, is it that we've taken on more responsibility, or we just make ourselves tighter fit, a smaller fit in the box? So it squeezes us. That's what we want to know. We also want to mention, and I don't know if I went over this earlier, that you could be living a very spiritual life, you know, you're not aware of it. You could be following all the laws of nature and living with unity among other peoples, and you're just not aware of it. A lot of people do live a very spiritual life, and they're unaware of it. They're kind to others. They're helping others. They're tolerant in most situations, and they don't lose it. They don't see the need to kill or take advantage of it. They don't believe in anything greater than themselves because they refuse to believe in there's a God, or a higher this or a higher that. You think this is it, and they're right. This is it, because you are it, and the it that you refer to is the greatest, the biggest, all of it. So you may be living a very spiritual life, and you're not mindful of it. You just didn't buy into the BS that was fed to a lot of us about the reincarnation, and the, if you don't believe this, you're going to go to this place, heaven, or that place, hell. And you didn't buy into any of it. Well, good for you. Good for you, because it is just that, BS. So if you're thinking that you're just an entity that exists in this planet, well, there's more to it. You're connected to everybody else, but good for you for not buying into what others may think is got to be the way to exist. And if this is hard for you to hear or understand or even accept, remember this. You can't prove what other people have told you. You just believe it. Come to us by faith. But you can prove what we're saying. You can. Just do your connection. You will feel it. You will feel it. And yes, you could say you're feeling your faith as well, but you know, we create, our minds create everything for us. If we know, it makes us afraid, makes us happy, make us feel bad about ourselves or feel good about ourselves, whatever, the mind creates it for us. And I want to mention that the mind is not just within the brain. The mind is the entire body. That's the mind. It's the entire body. It holds all the history and all the memories that you've ever experienced. Anything you've seen, it's recorded someplace. Anything you've heard, it's recorded someplace within the body, the entire mind. What is conscious is what you remember now. So we could call that what's on the front of the computer screen. But all the things that you've ever been exposed to entire life from day start till now and long beyond now until your days are ended, it's being recorded in every cell of your body. Everything is being recorded. Nothing is ever forgotten, be it good or bad, a good experience or a horrible experience. You may say you have forgotten about this. It doesn't necessarily mean it's gone. It's just that you're not consciously aware of the existence of it. It's still there, much like our common sense. Still there. So everything is always available, everything that you've been exposed to. And as minute as temperature, fragrances, taste, of course, vision, sound, all of the activities, moods, they're recorded throughout the entire body. And our entire body is belonging to all the ancestors that we've ever had. They're here with us. His nose is on my face, the great ancestor, or his fingernails on my hand. His thoughts is in my body, my DNA, my makeup. Everything that you've ever been exposed to is recorded within you. And I know this is a heavy topic because you don't want to believe in. There's certain things that you try to forget. Well, you don't forget. And then people will always say to you, I can't remember this, or I can't get this out of mind. How do I forget this? Yeah, you can't. You can't. And the memory that you have about these things, some of them has been gone for so long, but the memories that you have of these things is part of your life. It is part of who you are. Like I said, the ancestors' fingers are on your hands, you know, and toes are on your feet. Ideas are in your head. You are no more. The existence that you have right now is like a fragrant, a smell. And this is your existence. This is your time. You may not agree with it, but every single thing that exists has always been, and we're part of it, and we're part of everything. Everything that you've been exposed to is recorded within your body, within the cells, the millions of cells, billions of cells that's within your body is your recording device, mechanism, tool. All of it exists within you all the time. Certain things you want to forget, it's recorded. Certain things that you definitely don't want to forget, don't worry, it's recorded. And it's there for you to tap into at any given time. Some of the experts are saying you could even go beyond and tap into some of the ancestry stuff, because your ancestors' shoulders are on your body. everything that you are a part of, everything that you've experienced. This amazing machine that we call the body holds all the records of all of our existence. And guess what? You have the key to unlock that library and open that door and find that piece of information. We all do. So if you're not feeling well about yourself, know full well that there's memories of goodness within you that you could go find. If you're not having a good time in your life, or your circumstances change, or you feel stuck, that's a good one. Remember, there's a book inside of you there somewhere that knows the formula to become unstuck. Everything that you've ever done has been recorded, good or bad. You have that ability to go in there and reverse the process or the place where you stand today. This is going deep, but I've said before, we've got this library out there in the universe, and all the information that's ever existed is in that library. Out there, you got to get through it at a spiritual a meditation thing. You can't physically jump on the bus and go down there and see it. Unfortunately, we can't. You have to find yourself and find out who you are and get back into your spiritual world, tap into the source, go back into who you were and live and travel and find the information that was recorded by you, the higher self. And I know this is a deep one. The Akasha Library, it's out there. All the information that's ever existed exists in there. All the people that has come through this planet in a physical body, spend some time, leave into the, go back into a spiritual body. So you come into a physical body, live, go through experience, and then you go back into a spiritual body. That journey has been recorded. If you find that you're advancing in meditation and learning thyself, you can also learn how to get to that source. There you will find how people all lived in unity. There was no need to put us in a box and force us into living with limited identity. The expression of the world is yours, it's true. Limited identity is simply saying you live in this mansion, but you want to stay in the closet. Explain that logic. Or you have this beautiful car, amazing vehicle, but you want to ride in the trunk. Limited identity has restricted us from finding our true self. Tap into your source. Tap into who you are. Find your own identity. Find what it is that will make you happy. Have we got anything else there?
Just Tammy wrote in, and all she said was thanks. So you are welcome, Tammy. Back to you.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting. What have we been thanked for? I don't know. Thank you, Tammy. Appreciate that. That was good. We're talking today about limited identity. We've talked about the fact that once you've placed yourself in that box, you've committed a crime. You're committing a crime to you. You're committing a crime. You have limited your identity, and that itself is a crime. You're not allowing yourself to be exposed. Not a crime that you're going to be punishable by the laws and somebody's going to lock you up somewhere, but the crime is the fact that you're missing out. You're missing out on what could be an amazing experience journeying through life this time. You will learn that you are a part of a unit with the unity. And I'm sure you've heard them say, united we stand. United we stand. You've heard that. So if you are excluding yourself from the unity by choosing to stand within yourself, you are also missing out. You are not hurting anybody, just yourself. And that is a crime against spirituality. You are to come here and experience all that there is and the wonderful life and the best life that you could possibly live and learn how to become your best self and do the best for you. Not to be in competition. And I said earlier, they give us a competition before we knew how to walk or speak. We're in some sort of competition to be the best. They dress us, and to brag about us and do all these things. And they're taking, that training is taking us off the path that we should be on. Now we get to this limited identity place and we're not feeling happy, but we buy things that we tend to think make us happy. Or the reaction that we get from other people when they see our things maybe make us happy. Or they have the impression that you may feel happier because you're not them, but you are them. You are them, 100%. United we stand, and that's how it was designed. The yoga we choose to do is what's supposed to unify us, to connect us, to teach us the ways of living in unity. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how we're supposed to be living. We should not limit our identity. We're all one. And when you take yourself out of the equation and put yourself in a corner, you're robbing me too. Because whatever it is that you brought forth, whatever it is that you brought forth, it's not being given or brought to me. I'm not getting my piece of that bread. Limited identity. It doesn't serve you. So we talk about getting into your spirituality, finding the path that's easy going. I talked earlier about you may already be on the path and you're unaware of it. Just because you choose not to buy into the BS that was fed to most of us, you are fully respecting the law of the land, which is to be connected to nature, to all that there is. Someone out there, someone else out there is trying to make you feel guilty, make you live controlled by guilt or fear. What is the advantage? The person who's making, or the people, the group that's making that decision for how you should live, I assure you, does not have the qualification to make that call. No one does. You are a free spirited, free individual with your own identity, though we're connected to the same source. Like we've said, all the rivers are connected. All the oceans are connected. All the bodies of water are connected, both on earth and in the middle of an underground. They're connected. There, it's all one. The spirituality is the same thing. So if you're the machine, who's the vacuum, and you plug it into the current becomes a spirituality, and it gets the machine to work the way it's supposed to work. And if you don't, for some reason or other, you think the microwave is more important than the vacuum, that's where we fault. Because, you know, they're separate entities, but they still rely on the same source to do what they do. Now, you may not like the analogy of the vacuum. Nobody wants to be a vacuum, but it is what it is. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate you being a part of the Barrington Show today. We went off a little bit. We talked about limited identity. I need for you to understand that you are limitless. So to choose something that's going to restrict you from allowing yourself to get to your full potential would be a spiritual suicide. I appreciate you being a part of the show today. Appreciate you being there. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is early November. We're going to be here for a little bit. Have a safe, happy week, and we'll talk soon. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.